Genesis chapter 5 makes an interesting break in our storyline where we were kind of understanding all the different elements of creation, and we have Adam and Eve, and then we have Cain and Abel. And then at the very tail end of chapter number 4, we're introduced to another seed, to another lineage of Seth. And then chapter number 5, it says in verse number 1, it says, "This is the book of the generations of Adam." Now, that's kind of an interesting statement. Later, I'm going to try and explain what I think about that, but we have generations, and it's basically, you know, all the different lineages that we have of Adam. It says in the next phrase, "In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him." The Bible says in verse 2, "Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created." So we have really great doctrine just laid out here in verses number 1 and 2. It's going to tell us about Adam, and the Bible reiterates this fact that Adam was created in the likeness of God. God created man in his image, and then he created females in the image of man. But I like this statement that it says, "And he called their name Adam." We see that the woman was associated with her husband. They become one flesh, and the dominating person in this relationship is the man. He calls their name Adam. And, you know, in our culture today, we still have something very similar where a woman will take her husband's last name, and they're basically the Shelleys. You know, people say, "Hey, the Shelleys, you know, you could be referring to me and my wife, even though that's my name." She never had that name until she ended up marrying me, and so she takes on my name. And really, this is just the way that God has orchestrated and created the foundation of the entire Bible. Let me reiterate this fact. Go to Genesis chapter 1 back and look at verse 26 again. The Bible says, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So every time it's reiterating the fact that God created the man in his image, the man is in the likeness of God. Go if you went into the New Testament to 1 Timothy chapter number 2, 1 Timothy chapter number 2, and if God made the man in his image and the woman is made in the image of the man, that tells me that God is masculine. That God, in fact, when we specifically talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, is a man. Look what it says in 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 5. "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus." So the Bible clearly tells us Jesus Christ was a man. We understand that God gave his only son. You know, God is, you know, giving us his image. And, you know, the Bible tells us about Jesus Christ that is the express image of his person. So don't tell me that God is not a man, you know, in the sense that he's masculine. Obviously he is. Now, obviously God is a spirit, so we understand that God the Father and Jesus Christ are not identical in that regard, because Jesus Christ is the God-man, and he was born in, you know, like, made like unto sinful flesh, like us, whereas God the Father is a spirit. But we understand that he's still masculine. He's still a man in that regard when it comes to his identity. Go if you go to Matthew 23. Matthew 23. Now, God the Father, you know, he's not flesh and blood. He's not mankind. And so there is verses in the Bible that say God's not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. And basically, that's just telling us that God is divine. He's different than mankind. Mankind can lie. Mankind can change his mind and do different things. You know, he can make mistakes. But God can't. You know, the Bible tells us God cannot lie. And God's not like us in that regard. But he is a man. Look what it says in Matthew 23. Matthew 23. And let's look at verse number 9.